Hello again, I welcome you to another episode of Scariest Stories. So, today's title is The House of Disappearances. Let me begin. There was this woman whose husband was acting very strange one day, very paranoid. She asked him why, and this is what he told her. 12 years ago to this day, a whole bunch of my friends and I went to an old haunted house downtown to stay the night because we thought it would be fun. We were all settled on the bottom floor of the house and we were fine for the first few hours. We began to hear things that sounded like footsteps pacing on the floor above and scratching on the walls. We sent Jimmy, who was the oldest of us, up to have a look, so he grabbed his flashlight and we watched him head up the steps. His footsteps seemed to stop towards the last few steps, where he was no longer visible to us, and slowly his light faded from view. We called after him, but there was no reply. Afterwards, we sent Matt, the second oldest, up to find him. He walked up the steps and the same thing happened. At this point, we thought they were joking, and our third eldest, Jason, went up to look, shouting that he knew it was a trick and to give it up. At the last few steps, where the other guys had vanished, his shouting voice became distant before vanishing completely. The rest of us got scared and went home to call the police, who checked it out the next morning and found blood smeared up the sides of the stairwell. They searched this entire house and never found a soul. The house was eventually knocked down and not one body was found. Every year on this day, one of us remaining from that house has disappeared, going from oldest to youngest. Her husband was not seen again after that day. Police held a brief investigation, but nothing came out of it.